דקה, זקה, עברת בי כמו תפילה, דימה טובה, נושקת בי את יופייך, עצוב ומאושר. לא 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 לא.
Welcome to another episode of the Impassioned Marriage Podcast. I am David Feldman, your host, and today in episode 10, we will be discussing the inside meaning of relationship challenges. If you are in a relationship or have ever been in a relationship, then you have experienced adversity, challenges and struggles that have stretched you beyond what you thought possible. For some of us, the pain of these challenges have been the breaking point in our love, and we end up separating. And for others, the adversity we experience has had a traumatic effect on our love, perhaps breaking trust, but not in a way that we have felt the need to leave. And for some other of us, the challenges and struggles have actually made their relationships even stronger. How is this possible? I'd like to start by sharing a story of my experience once on a flight home from Los Angeles to Chicago. I had a truly unforgettable experience. Before the plane even took off, I was settling into my seat, adjusting my bag and travel pillow, preparing for my much anticipated snooze lasting till we landed in O'Hare early in the morning. It was a red-eye flight. As my eyes began to blissfully close, a violent snoring blast pierced my ears and my brain and my body from the man sitting directly behind me. I immediately snapped to and turned around to peer between the seats, verifying my worst fears. Yes, this man was completely passed out, and yes, he had the loudest snore I had ever heard. Sleeping was going to be impossible. Lest you think it was just me, the entire area around this person began lighting up with stewardess notifications as we were all in a state of shock at the level of disruption we were facing for the long journey home. Although two flight attendants arrived, they sadly informed all of us that there was nothing that they could do and that the airline regulations prohibited them from waking a sleeping passenger without due cause. Evidently, snoring was not on the list. Still in shock, I angrily sat in my seat, wondering how I was going to survive not just the flight, but the next day at work and beyond. But then something amazing happened. The man in the seat next to me started laughing and put his head back to go to sleep. I looked at him incredulously and joked, "Good luck getting any shut-eye with that blowhorn behind us." To which he replied, "Oh, that's nothing. I served in the Marines. I can literally sleep through anything. Good night." And he promptly fell asleep soundly. At that point, I couldn't decide what I was more upset about, the foghorn behind me or the sleeping man baby next to me. I then spent the entire 5-hour flight trying to decide. When we finally landed, I had learned a life-altering lesson that I'd like to share. In our efforts to achieve success in life, we are programmed to learn from our mistakes and from our challenges. From each failure, from each thwarted success, and from each difficulty, we transform into the kind of person that, quote, won't make that same mistake again and can handle anything that comes our way. Yet the irony is that while failure and difficulty ultimately lead us to success and wisdom, we often take the opposite road as a result of our obstacles and disappointment. Despair. Despair can include feelings of depression or even just giving up. And nowhere can this be seen more clearly than in our relationships, specifically within our marriages. We tend to view each argument, disagreement, and fight as another sign that we are not meant for each other, that somehow God must have mixed up our soulmate with somebody else, that we just don't have what it takes to make this work, that our partner is just not the right one for us. We lapse into despair and sadness, begrudging the universe for our misfortune, and begin to fantasize about a way out. Yet oftentimes the opposite is true. Oftentimes you are specifically with this person, as you yourself chose this person, because it is only through this relationship that you will become the best, most loving and giving version of you. It is only through the challenges that you will face, specifically with this individual, and be forced to overcome, that you grow and transform. Only she knows how to press all the right buttons at exactly the perfect time that get totally under your skin. And only he is able to miss all the clues that you are endlessly giving about your true feelings. And yet, around the corner from these difficulties lies not just a better relationship, no, much more. Around the corner, through overcoming these challenges, lies a new and better you. A you that is able to see through your pain and into hers. A you that has made it to the top and can now reach down and help her climb the summit as well. A you that no longer needs consolation from others, but instead becomes a source of comfort, confidence, and inspiration to you and your loved ones. A you that, from a position of leadership, now knows how to lead. Because it is precisely through the journey of becoming that kind of man, through these experiences, that empower you to stand head and shoulders above where you once were. These experiences, challenges, are not just the building blocks of your long-term relationship. They are the building blocks of you as an individual. They cannot be skipped, missed, or skirted. I wish they could be. But they are part of what it means to becoming a more complete, capable, compassionate, and loving person. I can only imagine the difficulties, pressure, and uncomfortable situations that ex-Marine must have faced during his service. The long sleepless nights, the brutal conditions, and the unbearable fear. But unlike everybody else on that plane, even though he looked like us, he was nothing like us. He was fully capable of laughing his way through the stumbling blocks facing the rest of us, and closed his eyes and fell asleep. He was a transformed man, and all the better for it. So too, you and her, on your journey together, growing, living, and loving, transform yourselves and your love. And some say that the new you and the new couple was the entire purpose of the journey from the very beginning. Thank you for joining me on the Impassioned Marriage Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you are interested in setting up a free clarity call, or getting awesome emails, or reading my blog, please visit my website at www.davidfeldman.com. Also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at David Feldman, for great tweets on building a better relationship. God bless and have an amazing day.
Daka, zaka, avarta bi kmo tfila, dima tova, נושקת בית יופייך עצוב ומאושר לה 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 לה